Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, let's get right to it. We got a great show today. Lots of real estate, the whole show. We've got our CCIM voice, and this is somebody who was made for TV, but we've got her on radio, AJ Rossillo. We're going to talk about how CCIM helped her build her business. She's also an expert in office leasing. We're going to talk about some tips she has for landlords and tenants with the office market heating up. We're also going to talk about how you can save money by going green with our new sponsors, Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineered Tax Services. And then I'm going to bring up the final segment of the show and talk to everybody about what I learned about the retail industry at the ICSE Orlando Conference. We're going to go out. Dee's going to take it away. We'll be right back with AJ. Take it away, Dee.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody. You'd spend 7 minutes on something that could add years to your life? Well, UHealthAware is a free group of online health screening tools offered by the University of Miami Health Systems that shows you your risk factors for heart disease and stroke, and even lifestyle changes you can make right now to reduce your risk and protect your health. These are serious conditions that build up over the years, but you can avoid the end game on this or minimize the outcome negative effect by having lifestyle changes and positive medical attention. So take a few minutes to learn more about how to protect your greatest asset, your health. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for HealthAware or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Volvo. Infiniti and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back and we are rolling with the CCIM voice, and I know somebody who wants to welcome AJ to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, AJ. It is Frank Rodriguez Melo calling in and welcoming you to Jim's show. We know that Adriana is very active in our group with the charities committee, and we hope to hear a lot from you today.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Preston.
All right, Frank. Thanks so much. Okay, AJ, you're a CCIM. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why'd you become a CCIM?
I got hired by Jack Lowell, and I had to keep up with him. So to speed up and fast track, I took CCIM.
Okay, so your background was what?
Engineering.
So you knew numbers, but there was a component missing. What did CCIM help you learn that being an engineer didn't teach you?
The money lingo, the investment lingo, the user decision lingo that comes together when you're sitting on the negotiation table.
No, so you learned the language of real estate then?
Correct.
Oh, wow, that's great. And what other things do you get from the CCIMs that you meet with and do business with on a daily basis?
We get a lot of tools, technology, software for financial analysis, for research analysis. So it is very good toolbox that I can have when I'm talking to my clients or working for my clients to save them money.
Well, okay. So that brings me to my next question. What is it that you do specifically in the commercial real estate world, and how do you save your clients money?
Well, Jim, I work very hard so that they get a very pleasant environment where they can work in, stress-free, being productive, so that way they grow and they increase their money and their revenue.
Okay, so you get them to have a great environment, and I guess that because you're out there all the time, you help them get a good deal too.
Of course, yes.
So then what do you see today as far as a couple of trends here in South Florida in the office market?
Well, the office market has been a very healthy market for the last 2 years, and it's actually turning into a landlord's market. So for the companies, for the tenants, I will say do your deals now because the sales are coming off the shelves, basically.
So now is a good time for landlords, which means that somebody really needs to know how to negotiate against them. And I guess that's kind of where you come in because you've also worked with landlords. You kind of see both sides.
Correct. So we understand the, you will call it the psychology and what the landlords are looking for and make it a win-win situation for both and being able to get the client where they're looking for. So
now, office is strong. What do you see in other market segments too? Do you have other thoughts on, say, retail or any of the other components?
Another very healthy market here in South Florida is the industrial market. I mean, vacancies over there are just in the single digit, which makes it very, very hard.
Okay, so would you be able to rep a tenant into an industrial space also?
Actually, thank you for asking. A little portion of my business, mostly I do office, but I also do a little percentage, I would say 10 to 15% of my business is to industrial users.
So then your clients really are small business people here in town?
We specialize, well, average, you know, we'll say 5,000, maybe
that's
a little.
That's not so small.
No?
That's pretty big. Now, what kind of clients do you have? Accountants, attorneys?
All of the above.
And how about others, too?
Professional services, corporations, national corporations, too, we have represented. Actually, we just finished on 85,000 square feet transactions here.
Already. Huge.
So huge. I'm very happy, although I cannot announce who it is.
Oh,
but
that's so cute. But who would you, so your CCIM toolkit helps you do this then?
Absolutely. And actually, because of the sales activity, as you probably know, Jim, is being very active here in South Florida. You know, we were able to participate last year in a very good. In Cora Gables, there was a sale of the Mercantile Commerce Bank Center, and we were able to assist on that transaction. And I have to say the CCIM helped me a lot with that, with all the tools that we have to in our hand.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like the CCIM was very accretive to the process for you, helped you get involved, helped you get a peer group, people that you could talk with, a great way to get you comfortable, it seems.
Correct. And I also, like I mentioned to you before, I have a great team. I had Jack Lowell and Wayne Schutz as part of the team.
Oh,
there.
You got Wayne?
Yes.
Woo! He's the best. Jack ain't bad either.
Yeah, so I've been blessed to work with those two, and they're very seasoned people and definitely a wealth of knowledge, and having the CCIM helped me to keep my weight.
You know, so what is it that you see coming up in the future that you would tell your client to help them prepare to enter the office leasing market?
Well, from the tenant perspective, I mentioned make sure you get your deals done right now. From the owner side, I think it's a great time to sell, and there is a lot of appetite for investors here in South Florida.
So going forward, do you expect to see additional office buildings being built because the office market is tightening like this?
I will hope so within the next 5 years, certainly, because vacancies are already going down. So the demand started getting there and the prices started getting very tight and high. So therefore, absolutely, in the next 5 years, I expect that they're going to start hopefully putting something in the
pipeline. Now, Frank talked about the fact that you work on their charities committee here locally. Is that true?
Yes, yes.
Tell me a little bit about what CCIM does with its charities, because I think that's an important point to bring out.
Well, we like to contribute to the community, and we selected three charities last year so that we could be very active, involved with what they do, or at least support and bring awareness about each of these charities. And
which three?
We did Easter Seals.
Oh, beautiful.
We did Habitat.
And, for Humanity?
Yes.
Okay.
And
the Children's.
And the Children's.
Oh, Frank, you're still hanging out back there?
Absolutely,
you little
always,
snarky
always.
Sneak you?
Thank you.
You're the man.
Absolutely. Yeah, charities are very important. And we actually are revolving every year on those different initiatives. So there's always an opportunity for others. So you see, CCIM is not only necessarily of the business side, but also that we as professionals support, these individuals' charities.
Well, I got to think that it's important to everybody to give back. It creates a positive environment and allows your team members to network in a positive environment. Yes, Frank?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, AJ, what do you think about coming up next year? What do you think you're going to get involved with as a committee next year?
I think I will continue with the charities.
Oh, yeah? You like that?
Yeah.
You're going to switch some next year?
Maybe. If Frank talks me into it.
Frank, you've got it under control at this organization, man.
Well, actually, we'll have normally they're selected right around the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
And it's a collaborative effort, honestly. It's not just myself. Brits are incoming president, so there will be changes in the air coming soon. And we're always looking for other organizations to help.
Now, Frank, how do you raise the money that you donate? Do you have like a fundraising event or something like that?
We actually, from our membership dues and from our Outlook conference that comes up in January, and from different organizations that are sponsors, like Total Bank is our grand sponsor right now this year. And we have basically funds that we can support. We have educational events, and those educational events, the surplus funds are used for sponsorships of this type in the charity side. And also we do educational scholarships for students that want to, and people, professionals that want to become CCIMs. Right now our district has 5 scholarships instead of 1. And John Leonardo leads that effort in his committee. He is the chair for it. And so at the end of the day, we're a nonprofit, and we use the funds that we raise back into the community.
Frank, that's great. We've got a minute left. I want to go back to AJ. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
I love you, Frank. You're the best. Offline, we'll talk about the great things we're going to do. AJ, we've only got a minute left. If somebody wants to work with you, Jack Lowell, Wayne Schutz, how do they find you? Because I want you to get the commission.
Thank you.
All right.
You're my kind of broker.
That I am. I always recognize the procuring cause.
Well, my best way to contact me could be my cell phone, 305-310-4271, or by email, Adriana, Adriana, Rosillo, Rosillo, at Colliers.com.
Oh, my God. You are just absolutely amazing. Frank, are you still out there?
Nope.
Frank dropped off. Okay, well, that's because we gave you the end of the show.
I was just muting.
Oh, there you go. He is back. AJ, I want to thank you so much for coming, being the CCIM voice today. I tell you, Frank, I don't know where you get these folks. Each one, every week, is better than the last. I'm looking forward so much to doing deals with all of them.
Thank you so much.
All Thank right. you, Jim. Oh, it's been a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, AJ, I wish that we could broadcast that smile over the airwaves. Listen, Frank, thanks. We're looking forward to next month's Voice D. I'm going to give it to you. You're going to take it away. And when we come back, we're going to talk making green with green energy, with Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineered Tax Services. And I'll bet you we'll even get a little charity talk in there, too, because I know those guys like to give back, too. D, it is all yours. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along. All right, we are rocking and we are happy. I want to say high five to AJ, fist bump. Oh, she was great. You know who else is great? The guys at Warren Henry and the ladies at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
I want to thank everybody at Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineered Tax Services. There are new sponsors. Actually, there are new old sponsors because they're back. Don Weidenfeld, Julio Gonzalez, they're up in the next segment. Stick with us because we're going to talk with them on a regular basis about how you can work with them to green up your building and put green in your pocket. We've got all kinds of great topics coming up. And this week, we're going to be talking to them live and direct from their suite at the Dolphins Stadium. We're going to talk charitable contributions, too. It's going to be a great segment. Stick with us. Back after this D.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back and we are rocking. We have got live from Pro Player Stadium. It's still Pro Player Stadium, right? Think so.
Yes,
not
we are.
Landshark
Stadium.
No, Pro Player. No, Landshark?
No, it's Sun Life.
Sun Life. I'm told. Don, thank you, Don, for saving my bacon. Don Weidenfeld, live from the biggest suite at Sun Life Stadium. Don Weidenfeld and Julio Gonzalez. Guys, I got to say it this way. Welcome back to the show. Donnie?
Yes, I'm sorry. The loudspeakers were speaking at the stadium. Go ahead, Jim.
Don, welcome back to the show. Can we hear him, D? Can you boost him at all? Yeah, too much. Okay. Maybe you guys could go back in the hallway behind the booth. But anyway, Don, I want to thank you for being back on the show. Yeah, tell
Julio,
us a little bit about Magnum, if you will.
From Engineer Tax Services.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to start again. Don, welcome to the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Magnum?
Yes, Jim, thank you very much for letting us on the show today. We appreciate that. We are live from Sun Life Stadium. Magnum is an energy management company. We specialize in wireless and batteryless controls for your real estate properties. That being said, the controls will generally save between 25 and 40% of your energy consumption. And how that does that is we use occupancy sensors that takes the body temperature of the occupant when they walk in the room and turns the air conditioning on. And when the occupant leaves the room, it reduces the air conditioning temperature, so therefore reducing the amount of energy usage.
Okay, so you guys then basically help somebody save money on their electric bill. And how does Julio get involved?
Oh, Julio's company actually handles paying for our products. And let me put Julio on and he can speak to that point.
Yeah, it really is a great combination because the federal tax credits available to be energy efficient are so substantial on the fact that his product is low cost, high value, offset his installation costs and product costs. So basically, to go energy efficient with his products is doing so with the federal credits but not coming out of pocket.
So basically what you guys are telling me is that Don can come in, he can install an electrical system, it helps me reduce my energy, and then you come in, you audit the thing, and I get a tax break that basically helps me pay for part or all of the thing?
100% typically.
Wow.
And I'll give you an example. For instance, in our building, you know, we have a 10,000 square foot building. Don came in and did about a $20,000 installation, and we ended up getting a tax credit just above that. So basically, the installation was for free, and now we're saving about 40% on our energy per month and able to do it in real time with on-phone applications to make sure that our tenants are turning off their lights at night, turning off their HVAC systems, the things that we couldn't control, and the things that we couldn't afford under different energy systems prior to his technology, which is affordable.
Wow, that just sounds like something every building in the country should have. Now, is there a specific property type where this works better, or is this something that works on all of them, Huli?
Yeah, well, I think it probably works great for every property owner because you have to remember that when you reduce your cost, and if we reduce our cost by 40%, that goes to the bottom line, and the value of our buildings are dictated on the income. So it's substantial. And, you know, without the product, we can't control what the employees or the tenants do. So you can imagine any property that has a lot of different spaces like hotels, you know, student housing, things like that, it's going to be amazing because every little space has an opportunity for energy waste. And so to the extent that he can go in and create that energy efficiency for space, obviously is very valuable.
Well, you know, we talked about business, and we'll get back to that in a minute, but I know that there's a lot of things besides business that are important to you, Julio. Who do you have in the booth there with you today?
Well, we're so fortunate to have Nelson here with us from the Voice of Children's, and it's an amazing program, and we're going to put him on right now just to give a little, you know, overview of what he does.
Great. Nelson?
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you.
Hi, Nelson. My name's Jim Fried. You're on the air here on 880 AM. Thanks to Julio and Don. We'd like to hear a little bit about your charity. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about Voices for Children, right?
That's right. That's right.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
We're a fundraising organization for the Guardian Ad Litem program, and they represent, they're volunteers from the community who represent children who have been removed from their home.
Oh, no. My mom was a Guardian Ad Litem for years here in Miami-Dade County.
That's right. So we are, so whenever a kid needs braces, glasses, uniforms, or anything else, you come in and we provide for them.
Wow, that's absolutely super. Now, how many children are you able to help at any particular time, Nelson?
Well, there are 3,800 children in foster care right now in Miami-Dade County.
Just in Miami-Dade County, 3,800?
Just in Miami-Dade County, 3,800.
Wow.
Statewide, there are about 30,000. Nationwide, 500,000.
My heart is breaking.
Yeah, it's staggering. And you know, the good thing is not only is Julio a great and Don great business people in the community, but they're so involved that we're here today with three kids from foster care who have never been to the stadium, have never seen a football game, and are right now watching the players on the field practice.
Are they anywhere near you?
A lifetime that really changed.
Nelson, are they anywhere near you?
I'm sorry?
Are they anywhere physically near you? We're going to go to break in a couple minutes. Maybe you can put one of them on and we can ask them if they're having fun. You think they'd like that?
They're on the field.
Yeah, oh, they're on the field?
They're on the field.
Wow. Are you a big shot? How do I get to be friends with you?
Yeah, we're here. Up here.
Wow, that's just, well, I guess in that case, they might be bigger thrill on that. Now, Nelson, how do people get more information, internet, phone number, and go slow, because Jets fans sometimes listens to this show, you know. You got to go slow for them.
We don't discriminate. If they have money, we'll take Jets. www.beavoice.org.
Say again, be a voice?
Beavoice.org.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, we've got another minute left. Nelson, why don't you tell me another, have you taken the kids to another event here with Julio or done anything else with Julio? Are they loving running around that stadium with Julio?
They will be running around the stadium with Julio, hopefully. He's going to have to take off his suit and his tie.
No, he's always Mr. Fino. He's always the most beautifully refined guy in the thing. You got to make sure you guys hit up some Facebook. Make sure Julio sends us some Facebook. And why don't we do this? We're going to go to break, and then we're going to come right back after break, and we'll do more from the stadium with Julio and Don talking about keeping it green and making green, and we'll do some really good things for the kids also. We'll be right back after this short break. Nelson, you're the best. Now, there's nobody else I'm interviewing today that I wanted to talk to more than you, Nelson. High five.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. We'll be back after this with more Julio and Don from the stadium. D, it's all yours. All right, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a part of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
All right, and you know, this is where I do my U-Health read, and it's a live one, and I've got to find my favorite. Where is he? There it is. You only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Baskin Palmer Eye Institute. For 12 years in a row, Baskin Palmer has been named the nation's best eye center by U.S. News and World Report. Baskin Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year, and Baskin Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to some of the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available not only for LASIKs, but for every type of eye care, so you can feel confident you'll get the results you're looking for. Visit BaskinPalmer.org/LASIK to learn more today.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Heavy police activity, Pembroke Road westbound near Island Drive. The roadway's blocked in both directions, a couple blocks. Barricaded suspect there, police on the scene. An accident, Palmetto Expressway southbound south of Northwest 25th Street. Stop and go traffic on the Shuley Expressway southbound between Kendall Drive and the Turnpike. And Southwest 10th Street near 95, we've got an accident there. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter, Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's the University of Miami UHealth. That's University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and of course, UHealth is also in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several different doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. These are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 12 years in a row. It also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're really doing some innovative things over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got to you. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice.
All right, we are back. I feel nice like sugar and spice, and that's always my clue to go back to the guest. Don, are you there?
Yes, we're here, Jim.
Awesome, awesome. Now, tell me a little bit about how you and Julio do business, how it saves me money. Do you have a witness up there?
Oh, we actually do. We have the CEO of the Family Office Network here, Andrew Snyder, and his clients are large family offices that owns billions of dollars in real estate around the country. So let me put Andrew on the phone and he could let you know how it all works.
Awesome. 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 Sounds great. Andrew.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. Big fan.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the show.
You bet.
Tell me a little bit about how Don and Julio's technology and tax work help your clients save money.
Absolutely. First off, to just give a quick background, family offices are the largest or wealthiest families throughout the country, throughout the world, and typically are the largest real estate owners. So with that being said, there's a tremendous amount of cost savings that come from using Don's service, and a lot of that is paid through companies like Julio's that specialize in the engineer tax services, which is a great combination of the two firms together. You're getting, savings and just tremendous benefit.
Also, I think that they give great service, too, from what I've understood. How do your clients feel once they're done dealing with Don and Julio in the process?
Not only have they been satisfied, that they've been also referring some of their own relationships. And I think that speaks or says a lot.
It sure does. Now, tell me a little bit about the Family Office Network while I've got you on the phone.
Sure, absolutely. Family Office Networks is the largest community for family offices. We have about 13,000 members and over 3,000 family offices. And our goal is to educate wealthy families from everything from investment opportunities to estate planning to preservation of wealth management or capital and other, we'll say, professional services. And that could range from, charities to estate planning to energy management, et cetera.
So, Andrew, I'm not up there, so I'm going to ask you, are the kids having a good time?
I mean, the kids are having a great time. I'm watching this, from their eyes, and they are like, kids in a candy store. It's a great experience, and, I wish I were
a kid again? Hey, so listen, Andrew, just one more question I've got for you. It seems to me that you do a lot of work with the family offices. You're up there with Don and Julio. They both have their own family offices, too. This family office thing, it seems like it's going to stay here for a while.
Oh, you bet. I believe we're in the first or second inning of a doubleheader, and family offices have really evolved, and they continue to grow and grow. So,
well, listen, I got to ask you if we could have you on sometime in the future, maybe when you're going to come down here do an event, we can get you over here and really get you on and drill down deep on the family offices. And,
absolutely. You bet. It would be my pleasure.
Oh, that'd be great, Andrew. Now, are the guys over there? I want to give a little bit more time to the guys.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Thank you for coming on, Andrew. Really appreciate it. President of the Family Office Networks, Andrew Schneider. Don, is that you or you got Julio again?
We're both right next to each other here, Jim. You can have either one of us.
That's a statement I never thought I'd hear. Hey, so you're also there. You got Ashley Ruiz. Who's that?
Yeah, it's Ashley Ruiz. She's with the kids' charity as well.
She's not
in the room right now. She actually took the kids down onto the field.
So she's the lucky dog, huh? Let's put Julio on. I want to talk to Julio about what it's like to be an NFL owner. Get that guy on the phone.
Okay, hold on one sec. Here he comes.
Well, it's certainly fun to be a suite owner and enjoy the experience here. Now, we need more people out here.
Pardon me now? You need more people where? Up in your suite or out in the stands?
We need more people in the stands.
Oh, come on, Julio. It's the fourth exhibition game. I guarantee you that you won't see a sliver of Aqua on the 27th of September.
Yeah, I think the stadium's sold out, but it's very exciting.
It is exciting. Now, Julio, I want to go back to you. What made you pick the charity that you're working with? How did you select the Voices for Children as the charity that you wanted to entertain tonight?
Well, I think for us it's all about the children. We definitely have different children throughout the season, but certainly, it's just a passion for us to, see the games with children through their eyes. I mean, it's just so rewarding.
Now, Julio, I've been up in the suite. I know it's a great experience. Do you and Don find it as a good way to develop business?
Well, I think it's
not the best way to develop business. I think the people that come from all over the country love to come to South Florida in the winter. And so it's just phenomenal. And I think more businesses should, you know, take advantage of the opportunity to bring clients here and entertain them and use it as a way to develop business.
I love using the suites to develop business because it's very difficult to find a time when you can get together and build a relationship with somebody around an event that you'll never forget. It's really one of the top ways to do that. Now, Julio, from your vantage point, you can see pretty much the whole stadium, and I know you've walked around and checked out all the improvements. What's your favorite improvement that the team has made?
You know, I think the improvements are, one, the seats are more beautiful, right? We have the aqua green seats on in the stadium. We have a lot of different venues in the stadium where people can include, you know, technology and watching the game. So there's amazing locations throughout the stadium to use technology. And it's just amazing. Everyone, you know, should come out and hopefully be our guest sometime.
Well, I'm sure they're all going to want to take you up on that, but I wouldn't give out that phone number because you got great seats. Now, I want to say something here. You guys came up today. I was at the South Florida Business Journal Retail Roundtable giving my expert opinion, and there were two people there from Goldstein, Schechter, and Koch. We know them as GSK. I went up to them and said, hey, do you guys do cost segregation? Julio, do you know what they told me?
That I'm their provider.
High five to you, Huli. The world is getting smaller. I was just cracking up. So this is one of the biggest CPA firms in town, and they're recommending their clients to you. Why?
Well, we've had a great relationship with them for a decade or so, and it's just been, you know, for us, a great relationship over the years. And, hey, I just wanted to say one special thing real quick. One of the children is here from up on the stadium.
I asked them to do that before. Yeah, we got a minute left. I want to talk to the young person.
All right, here he goes.
Hello?
Hi, you're on with Jim Fried. We're live on 880 AM with the Julio Gonzalez segment here. So you were down on the field. Tell me what it was like.
It was fun.
Okay, and are you getting ready to have a hot dog, or did you have one already?
I didn't have one yet. I had wings.
Oh, yeah, you had the wings? How were they?
They're good.
Yeah, well, then you better get off the phone before they eat all the hot dogs, man.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well, listen, I want to hear what you think about Mr. Gonzalez. What do you think about Mr. Gonzalez?
He's a nice person.
All right. Put him back on the phone so we can thank him, all right?
Okay.
All right, thanks so much.
That's wonderful.
Oh, Julio, we're smiling. You know, you bring great information, Julio, and you bring tax savings, but you just brought something that nobody else could bring. Happiness.
It's all about happiness. That was wonderful.
Happiness.
To have him on the field and then have him on radio.
Oh, Julio, you're the greatest. I can't wait to come see you and give you a hug. I want to thank you and Don for joining our team of sponsors. I want to thank you for putting Andrew on to talk about the family offices and everybody to talk about the charity. This is one of the most uplifting segments we've had in a long time, and I can't wait to do more charity work and more good informational stuff with you and Don. Thank you again for coming on the show, joining our team, and helping us get the good word out.
We appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back after this short break. I'm going to talk about what I found out at the ICSC show in Orlando. We're going to talk about shopping centers back after this.
Just keep fighting many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
right, he's back. I was dancing. I was having a great time. I'll admit it. I'll sell myself out. Oh, yeah. YMCA. Just had to play that to have some fun. Heard it last week when I was at the Dolphin game and just thought about it when I was talking to the Dolphin guys. So we just threw it up there. And, you know, it's good business. Julio knows good business. Don knows good business. You know good business, too. It's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry Family Auto Dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Man, I'm out of breath after dancing to that song. They know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased each of my Infinities, and I got a hassle of them, a whole bunch from these folks, I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So even if you buy one of their new Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Infinities, or Jaguars, or if you get one of their pre-owned cars, each time you're going to get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, school started. If you met the key kids that are the key people that are new to your children, you better, because go to lawrencekids.org. You'll find out that 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education. Get yourself educated. Educate your kids. Educate your neighbors. Protect our most precious asset, our children. Go to lawrencekids.org today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. I was at the International Council of Shopping Centers Conference in Orlando. It's an annual event. I've been going for, oh my God, I'm going to say it, 30 years. It's been great. I've watched it grow. We're on our third venue, Grand Cypress to the Gaylord, and now the Convention Center. And my gosh, it gets bigger every year. There was a difference, though, this year. A lot of my friends aren't going anymore as the crowd gets younger. Oh, man, that's the truth. The crowd's getting younger. You need to be young to do that leasing and the office-based stuff, but there's a lot of senior principals that are there, and I go talk to them all. They're all my friends, and we catch up, and we talk about the retail development business, and let's talk about what's changed. What's changed is Publix isn't building so many stores. Now the big dog is Walmart, and you got all kinds of Walmart, supercenters, grocery stores. We do a lot of them at our shop. We buy them, we sell them, we finance them, we give them preferred equity. We're the Walmart experts. And that's a good thing. We also do a bunch of financing for some of the other big box retailers that are expanding like Ross. So you got to find a good location, a good developer, get the right tenants, and you are going to go to town because retail is hot if it's done right. But some of the centers, they're going to lose some tenants to the internet. So you got that big, long vacancy that's going to start happening in the big centers in Broward County. You go, what do you do there? I say townhomes, buddy. Those are great real estate locations for residential or also medical office. And what we're going to see more and more is as traffic gets worse, people aren't going to drive 7 or 10 miles away to go someplace. They're going to stay right there in their little vertically integrated neighborhood. And so you're seeing more of that. You're seeing the different stores come around. That's why Walmart's doing smaller stores so they can get into those neighborhoods. And what's going to happen? Well, I can guarantee you one thing. I'll tell you what's going to decide this. The people with capital and the people with demand. Because when the demand meets the capital, that's when it gets built. Doesn't matter the product type. Right now, it's retail. And Dade County, Broward County, and Palm Beach County, to a lesser degree, under-retailed. There's going to be more and more retail, but you're going to see fewer mom and pops. Mom and pops today are like salt and pepper. They just used to spice up these real estate deals a little bit. You like that, didn't you? I got an audience today. AJ stuck around. So, yeah, it's like salt and pepper. It spices up the real estate deals, maybe a little garlic and salsa on occasion. And so that's what's going on. And you're seeing all these new development nodes coming in. Delray, downtown Delray, Atlantic, did some deals up there back in the day and going to do some more. But I've been going there for 20 or 30 years, and you wouldn't recognize the place. Mom and pop are being driven off Atlantic Avenue, going up to the pineapple deal up there just a little bit north because they just can't afford the on-street rents anymore, and they got to go to the side streets. But if you're a local tenant with a local following, people will find you if you've got good service and a good product. So other things that are changing are the nature of the jobs at these retailers, because I'll tell you, it used to be that the person that was the most important person was the greeting person that came up and met you. No more. No more. Now the most important person is the one getting your stuff out of the truck, the person that's delivering what you ordered on the internet. And, oh, by the way, I take my iPad in. I can shop on the iPad while I'm walking through the store. Must be turning these people's eyeballs red, seeing that, with anger. They must not be too happy. D, how much time do I have? I'm ranting and rolling here. All right. Oh, I got a lot of time left. What's another thing that's important? Well, it's differentiating the different shopping centers and areas. And how do you do that? With the experience. I talked a little bit about the salt and pepper of mom and pop. Well, that's what helps add the experience. And we've got other people talking about bringing a new experience here. The Gramazian brothers are talking about bringing this new big shopping center up by the county line, Dade-Broward line on the Dade County side. And what's that going to do? I don't really think it's going to do anything except maybe extend the stay of the visitors here and maybe give Jim and Vivian and other folks that live here someplace nice to go occasionally. I don't see us going there every day the way we go to Publix, or every once in a while the way we go to Target. But once in a while, once a year, go skiing and go on the motorboats and go pick up a couple of souvenirs and have a day of it in the air conditioning. Heck yeah, I'm down for that. I think it's going to be good. And I don't really think it's going to do anything to hurt any of the other malls out there. I don't think that Sawgrass Mills has anything to worry about. And what else is going on? Placemaking. That's what they called the differentiation in the experiences. They also call it placemaking. And you can see the evolution of placemaking at places like Lincoln Road. Lincoln Road's gone from the mom-and-pop antique stores to the fancy local entrepreneur-driven stuff. And now it's changing again. You're not going to really see Papyrus out there. You're going to see The Gap. And The Gap is there. They're not going to be paying the rent to sell clothes. They're going to be paying that high rent for advertising. It's a place. What they're doing is they're now using these high street retail locations. The fancy, my God, did I just say high street retail for Miami? I did. All these fancy retail places that we used to not be able to get anything, now you can get everything. You can get stuff from stores. I don't even know what they sell. And oh my gosh, only three more minutes. Well, I'm going to start wrapping up, but I still got a little more to talk about the shopping center show. So it was big. We saw everybody. I want to thank Gray Robinson for the great coffee they have every year. But all my friends were there, and they're all talking about one thing. They've got a lot of capital, and they're having a tough time finding deals, which is interesting because Florida is the expansion state. It's supposed to be hot here. But when you go outside Florida, it's kind of soft. In places that aren't called Raleigh, that aren't called Atlanta, that aren't called Dallas or Houston, it's still a little slow out there in the southeastern United States. And so the retailers are always looking for opportunity, and they're not going to cannibalize their stores, but they are going to start putting them closer to each other as this urbanized city-state vertically integrated, Mike Fay calls it donut concept, continues to come into four. And that's what I learned at the ICSE this year. Now, I want to thank all of the people that make the show possible. Of course, the first person I want to thank is AJ. She stuck it out the whole time, providing me with positive energy and great interest. And thank you so much for that, AJ. And What is AJ? AJ is a CCIM. I want to thank Frank and the CCIMs. Stay tuned. We're going to be doing a lot of really cool things with the CCIMs coming up. We've got their annual event coming up this winter as well. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, thank you to them. Early Shears, capitalizing those deals. Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineered Tax Services, welcome to the show, guys. I want to thank, of course, Warren Henry and New Health, our mainstays. I want to thank Kind Snacks and Tarek Maddox, Social Media 305, and Espresso Marketing. But the people that I want to give the most thanks to are you, our listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. And you go, what show? I go, 6-year anniversary next year, everybody. 6 years because of you, 6-year anniversary. And that's what I want to do. I want to thank you. So next year, we'll have a lot of special guests on for our 6-year anniversary. We'll be on 880 AM Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think you know by now, I just love to do this. Now, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The person that doesn't want to do something better get out of my way. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. I butchered that, but it was fun. D, it's all yours. No, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, it's a big crowd today. Thank you so much.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. A mixed performance for stocks. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 23 points, about 0.1%, to 16,374. The Nasdaq closed 16 points lower. The S&P 500 gained 2 points. The nation's trade gap narrowed in July. The Commerce Department says the trade deficit with the rest of the world shrank to just under $42 billion, 5-month low. Mortgage money is more expensive this week. Freddie Mac says the average interest rate on a 30-year fixed-rate home loan is 3.89%. The average on the 15-year fixed is 3.09%. General Mills is selling off a couple brands. B&G Foods is buying the Green Giant and Le Sueur vegetable businesses in a deal worth about $765 million. And ComScore says Apple had more than 44% of the American smartphone market in July. That made Apple the number one smartphone manufacturer, but Google Android was still the top smartphone platform. Jeff Bellinger, Bloomberg Radio.
Do you want to be properly informed about the issues that affect our county, state, and nation? The Gray Zone is a community forum on 880 AM and Bloomberg affiliate. Your hosts and daily guests talk politics, business, economics, and all of the issues that affect our everyday lives. Tune in every weekday at 9 AM to The Gray Zone to listen to your hosts, executive producers Fred Menachem and Julio Avael, as well as your founders Henry Crespo and Marcos Lapchick.
If you know what everybody else knows, you know nothing. Government reports and meaningless news snippets don't make you money. Real insight makes you money.
Get to know Steve Forbes, Dennis Gartman, John Najarian, Maria Bartiromo, and Dan Frischberg, along with senators, governors, TV and sports stars, and the top investment minds on the planet. It's the Money Man Report with TV and radio money man Dan Frischberg, mornings at 10 right here on 880 The Biz.
It's Labor Day weekend, a time when we pause and celebrate the American worker, the worker who built the Empire State Building and New World.